If approved, the Department of Transportation's Harbor Assistance Program would provide $10.7 million in matching grants to communities and businesses along the Great Lakes and the Mississippi River. A DOT study from 2010 found that $8 billion worth of goods moved through Wisconsin's ports each year. Brennan Marine COO Kent Peeler says with that kind of economic impact, it's too bad the state is not investing more money in its ports. He says this is at a time when federal money isn't coming in like it used to.
The big kahuna in all of this is the maintenance of the infrastructure itself. I certainly am not going to advocate the state of Wisconsin have responsibility for the entire inland waterway system, but it's just to bring to light, you know, the continued crumbling state of these of this infrastructure.
DOT Harbors and Waterways Program Manager Sherry Walls says the state money will help with dock improvements and the large dredging backlog. The Army Corps of Engineers is currently low on money for dredging. She says there's a high demand for Harbor Assistance Program money, and the state is unable to fulfill all grant requests. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.